أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فانذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى. In the previous ayats we read where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that Allah ta'ala has shown the path, that is both paths Allah ta'ala has shown to mankind. One is to observe the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah has left that also open, and it is up to man now that he observes those commandments of Allah ta'ala and follows righteousness. And Allah ta'ala has also shown the other path, that is Allah has put it in front of us, the wrong path and the evil path. And then this is the test that Allah has put us, that both paths are in front of you. Now you must avoid the wrong path and you must follow the right path. And the wrong path and the right path, both Allah has made manifestly clear in all that Allah has given brains to mankind. And man sees the experiences in lifetime. Allah said the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, Allah has given us the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Deen. Yeah, in our times we are very fortunate, we have the work of Tabligh and Da'wat, where we are visited at our homes and we are reminded that our success is only in following the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama also explain, bayans are given, so Allah has left that path also open, and it is for man to follow. Then the other path of evil, that also Allah has put there. And temptations come to everyone, and the wrong path is also open there, and a person can follow. Allah then gave him, and on that choice of his, he is really making his choice of Jannat or Jahannam. It is up to him. Allah, he is not forced. Allah, if Allah forced everyone that all must just be pious and righteous, then there was no test and there was no meaning of Jannat and Jahannam also. But that Allah Ta'ala has done all this and then left the responsibility on man that he must follow the right path and shun the wrong path. For that, to build that capability within him that he can protect himself, Allah also has opened those paths, and it is for man to choose those. That is to gain control over the nafs, which leads us towards evil. That we gain control over it and we don't do the wrong and the evil. We do what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us. And then also after that, Allah Ta'ala had explained that the akhirat and the dunya is all in the hands solely of Allah Ta'ala. And if we are going to fulfill those commandments of Allah, Allah will make our dunya's life also and make our life of akhirat also. And if we will destroy those commands of Allah, we follow our passion and our desires and we don't follow the commands of Allah, then we are destroying our own dunya, and may Allah save us, our akhirat must not get destroyed. And this is really between the believers and the non-believers. But today within us also, we know how much of wrong has crept in and how much of our temptation has come to us. And in fact, many ulama have said also that the main effort and main worry today is of iman. That today our iman is at stake. And we have to be very concerned of ourselves, our children also, our progeny, that what environment is out there in the world, that our iman must be corrected. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَانْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. So maine sunadi tumko khabar, ek bharki hui aag ki. So I have already informed you of a blazing fire, that is the fire of Jahannam. I have informed you and you know about that. And the Quran is full of the different places where Allah explains what type of punishment there is in the fire of Jahannam. So when both paths are open to you, Jannat also Allah has explained. And what the great enjoyments and ni'mats of Jannat are, Allah in His sheer mercy and kindness grant us all Jannat, our families, our progenies also till the day of Qiyamah, and save us from Jahannam. the Jahannam also, the adab of it, the severity of it also. A person can't even think of it, especially with our weakness today, physically, mentally also, and then our imani weakness also. If we just little bit think of Jahannam, we can't sort of tolerate it also. But it is a reality, and we have to save ourselves from it. We have to make effort to save our families also. لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى. اس میں وہی گرے گا جو برا بدبخت ہے. And only that person will fall into Jahannam who is really a wretched person, who is down and out, an evil person. That is, Allah has made this sign so clear. Within ourselves we see the qudrat of Allah, and yet we don't believe in Allah. As Muslims, no matter how much shukr we make that we believe in Allah, and Allah save us from any doubt in that field, or anything that we think that there is any other power, whether it be science, whether it be anything else, that there is some other power that is created, has created us, that controls us. The believers are very, very fortunate that we believe. Those who don't even believe in Allah, and Allah has given us our eyes by which we can see Allah. The eye itself, who made those eyes? And the one who makes those eyes, what type of eyes are Allah? Allah hasn't got a physical body like us, but Allah is the all-seer. He is the one who gives eyes to everyone. And where Allah wants to, He takes away those eyes. There are no eyes. Or Allah leaves the eyes, but removes the sight. A person can't see, though he's got eyes, but he can't see. He's got ears, but he can't hear. All this is totally in the hands of Allah, and may Allah make that belief strong. This is also enough that we will get our Jannah. And this, who are those extremely wretched people? Allah kazzaba wa tawalla. Jisne jhutlaya aur muh phera. That person who falsified all the signs of Allah, whole life he saw the signs of Allah, but he just falsified, he did not believe. He was reminded, he was told, how many people, how many things gave him da'wah towards Allah, but he just did not believe. And he turned his face away from that. He paid no attention to all this. So we also, in our eyes, this is really between the believers and the non-believers. But we also should think that how many bayans come in front of us, how much of Islamic literature there is, how much of invitation towards good, and how many people are making endless efforts and du'as for our hidayat, and still we don't come on the right path. Then we have signed our own warrant of arrest and our own detention in this terrible place of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah only in His kindness and mercy save us from it and grant us all the great enjoyment and bliss of Jannah by which our dunya's life also gets made.